Hello, this is Christy Kendall with the Align Yourself to Success podcast. And around here, our passion and purpose is to empower entrepreneurs to extraordinary profit through highest level transformation. When you begin with your mind and alignment, you are limitless and you are powerful. Today, we have with us Dr. Kim. She is a practiced chiropractor for over 30 years and now coaches women to thrive through menopause. So welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're excited to talk about this. So share with us a little bit about you and how you went from 30 years in chiropractic to coaching women through menopause.
Yeah, it's funny how God works. I began as a chiropractor, practiced on and off for 30 years. My family came first. And then we made this move here to Arizona, which it's a place I swore nothing against you Arizonans, but it's just a place I swore I never, you know, would want to live. It's just a little too hot for my liking. So we moved a lot all throughout my entire marriage. Always put weight on, always took it off. You know, it just kind of was part of the package of moving. And this last move to Phoenix, I was postmenopausal for the first time with any move. And put on 30 pounds, and I could not figure out what the heck was going on with my body. It was the most frustrating time of my life, the most depressing time of my life. And being a doctor who, you know, I breezed through perimenopause, no issues at all through menopause. So for me to finally get a taste of what, you know, women were talking about was, it was like a light bulb went on. I'm like, now I get it. Now I see what's going on. And so, yeah, I think the combination of the intense amount of stress I was under with the move, my eldest son went off to college. So that, you know, was kind of a tug on my heart and an emotional stressor that I dealt with. My husband moved 6 months ahead of me while I stayed back with two teenagers, a dog and two cats, trying to sell, you know, a massive house going into the holidays and bad weather of Chicago. So yeah, it was just boom, boom, boom. You know, I was like, I joke around that I had the trifecta because it was also January of 2020. And we all know what happened in the year of 2020. So it was just like one thing after another. And being postmenopausal, it just kind of, it put me over the edge. But like I said, it gave me a real compassionate heart to really want to serve and support other women. Because, you know, menopause is inevitable. But what I did discover through my journey was that the struggles are optional.
I love that. Struggles are optional.
Yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm. Because it's a good belief. It's a good knowing to have. Struggles are optional.
Yeah. I mean, it's just really providing our bodies with the things it's lacking and putting a pause on the things that's kind of creating the issues for us by, you know, maybe making some simple lifestyle changes. And so that's what I do. I love it.
Yeah. And that's why I'm passionate about coaches and coaching and all that, because just so many answers and just different alternative ways to get results so that we don't have to struggle. So your car,
you know what it is though, also Christy, is like, it's not just like helping these women get, you know, their weight under control or, you know, extinguishing the hot flashes or, you know, ridding themselves of that emotional roller coaster ride that they've been on. It really has such a ripple effect on their marriages and their relationships with their children and having the energy to play with their grandchildren or even like with their friendships or coworkers. I mean, it really has a huge ripple effect because, you know, when mom is happy, everybody's happy, happy wife, happy life, you know? So it really is true. When we as women are feeling our best, then that's how we can serve and support all the others that are dependent on us.
Absolutely. So, yeah. Okay, so your card for today, what was your first? So I pulled like five and I normally just go with the same because it kept asking these questions about like our relationship and we just met. But I'm going to go with the first one I pulled, even though it's kind of awkward. What was your first impression of me and how has that changed for the better over time? And our time is like 1 week.
Yeah. You know, I honestly felt like we just hit it off immediately and like we've known each other forever. So I feel very comfortable with you and I look forward to, you know, just deepening our friendship and working and collaborating together to really serve more women who are struggling through the phases of menopause, whether they're perimenopausal, menopausal, or postmenopausal. But, you know, I'm happy to have met you. You know, I'm very excited for what the future holds with the relationship.
Yeah, I really love this whole process of, you know, the podcast process, but really just this community of women that we have an opportunity to connect with and meet. And, you know, I found you in Women Helping Women, I think, which is a massive, huge networking community for women. And yeah, it's just such a, I know we feel like there's bazillions of coaches, but that's because we're all in the same kind of energy field, right? But yes, but there's so many women that I would have never gotten to meet if it wasn't for this journey. And it's just been really, really incredible. So I also have a passion for chiropractic, for women in chiropractic who have taken it to a whole nother level, you know, who became healers or coaches, or, you know, just took it to a whole nother level of healing. Because that's,
yeah, I mean, honestly, it's just, it's so rewarding to be able to help somebody with, you know, the knowledge, of course, and then just the use of your hands, where you're just, you know, taking that pressure off of the nervous system, or through like the knowledge that I shared with lifestyle changes, because I can adjust, you know, through those years, I can't even imagine how many thousands of individuals I adjusted. But honestly, like that inflammation in the body, you don't get a hold of that inflammation in the body, you know, and your gut health, and proper sleep, it really won't matter how much you are adjusted, or, you know, we release that pressure off of that nervous system. Your body is a whole, and it's like one bone's connected to the next. And, you know, as a whole, we really need to treat the body as a whole. So I just really find it rewarding that I'm helping people get out of pain, and, you know, through lifestyle changes, helping them have their bodies serve them in a way where it was designed to, where they're not dependent on prescriptions, you know, even just by helping them balance their blood sugar or reduce their cortisol or balance their hormones naturally. So
one thing you said, and it just kind of clicked, and other people might know this, but you said this, you know, relieving the central nervous system, or having them. And I think that's what I've been experiencing. I've always been a fan of chiropractic, but, and I know we're not here to talk about that, but I do have a question this is going to lead into. You said relieving that central nervous system. I think that's what it does for me. I just didn't really recognize it, because anytime I'm emotional, that's what I want to do, is go to the chiropractor. And I love that about it. But have you noticed, because you still have a chiropractor's brain, and you did it for 30 years, and now you're coaching women to thrive through menopause. So what have you noticed in the struggles of menopause or premenopause or all those things with the central nervous system? Like, do people that have, you know, I've always had that heightened central nervous system trauma response my whole life. So lots of inflammation, mm-hmm, things like that. So what, in your experience with working with women through the menopause stuff, have you noticed any correlations with the nervous system and their struggles in menopause?
Well, whenever you're dealing with the autonomic nervous system, you know, the best way for our bodies to perform, especially as a menopausal woman, is to try and keep it as best as you can in a parasympathetic state. What that means is, it's just your body's way of automatically creating an environment where you're in a rest and digest state. And when your body is in a parasympathetic state, you're more relaxed, you're more calm. When you can manipulate it in a way by simple things that I teach my clients, by helping you stay in a parasympathetic state, you digest your foods better. So if you're digesting your foods better, you're getting the nutrients that it needs, and it's helping you to absorb them and then use them as energy rather than being stored as fat. By being in a parasympathetic state, as menopausal women, our bodies no longer are producing the reproductive hormones that once controlled our cortisol levels. And for those that don't know, cortisol levels that are uncontrolled is what really is the culprit to that middle kind of centralized muffin top menopausal middle that many, many women struggle with. And that's a direct result of uncontrolled cortisol levels. So there's definitely improvement in even like the emotions of a woman when you're getting all that pressure and inflammation off of the nerves so that you can think more clearly, so that your body can perform at a higher level where you're digesting your food, you're sleeping better. So yeah, across the board, all these things are definitely impactful as a woman is going through menopause, and getting adjusted regularly is a huge help to help keep your body in that parasympathetic state where it can function at a higher level without all that stress and inflammation.
Yeah. One thing that I wrote here in our notes is what's normal versus common. And I was excited to talk to you about that. So I'll let you go.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, the normal is people thinking that menopause is like a disease. You know, it's the norm to be dealing with hot flashes. It's the norm to be putting weight on. It's the norm for it to really be affecting your relationships because you're so irritable. You're so emotional. I mean, think about it. Think for those of you out there who have kids that are teenagers, that's kind of what we're doing as women in midlife, is going through all the chaos of hormones that a teenager does. So can you imagine like the bashing that could be taking place between mothers and their, you know, teenagers because of the chaos in each of their bodies with the hormones? So, you know, that's something that I also have noticed where it really does. It makes a big difference for us to get a control in control of the hormones. And when we can do that, it just makes our bodies perform at an optimal level and reducing all those symptoms, whether it's sleepless nights or hot flashes that, you know, can erupt at any time. You could be in the middle of the grocery store or in a meeting at work, and it's embarrassing, you know? So, yeah, I just, did I answer the question? I know I kind of got off on a tangent.
Well, common versus normal. So what, how would a woman know?
Yeah. So, so having those common symptoms is unfortunate. Okay. Because I, in what my mission is in being a menopause coach, is taking the norm of all these symptoms and these struggles that are kind of affiliated and associated with going through menopause and flipping that switch into it being normal to thrive through menopause, because it's absolutely 100% possible. And there are so many simple lifestyle changes that can be incorporated in allowing a woman to learn how to thrive through, rather than it being the norm of struggling through menopause and kind of dreading it. It really is the rite of passage if you think about it. And if women can understand simple lifestyle changes that they can make and really put, you know, taking that norm of struggles and eliminating it into being the norm of thriving, I think it's just going to make, honestly, our world a better place. Because us women, I mean, we're notorious for putting others first. We're notorious for, you know, just multitasking and taking care of everybody else. But if we as women going through menopause can learn how to take care of ourselves and make the new norm thriving through menopause and embracing the changes, that would be so much better than right now what the norm is, you know, going to your doctor, not getting the answers, having prescriptions written because you're feeling depressed. So rather than being on a prescription for antidepressants, which really is not getting to the root cause of what your issue is, but learning how to balance your hormones, which will then help with the feeling of feeling depressed, or getting the proper sleep that you need so that your body, when it sleeps, can balance your hormones, your ghrelin levels, your leptin levels, your cortisol levels, all these things that could, honestly, as more women are made aware of the simple things that they could be doing with their lifestyle changes, that could be the new norm. And it's unfortunate that right now the norm is women not getting answers, women not knowing who to turn to, women thinking like they have to get a prescription for antidepressants or beta blockers because they're having anxiety or whatever the doctors are prescribing, rather than getting to the root cause of helping a woman sleep through the night, helping the woman to know what to eat, when to eat it, teaching women the proper way of, you know, listening to your body and maybe changing how you're working out or when you're working out or how much you're working out and the intensity of what you're working out. It's just all these different pieces of the puzzle that, you know, once we can put them all together, honestly, women can thrive through menopause, and that could and should be the new norm.
You know, as you were talking, I was thinking kind of the belief systems around all of this with women. And there is so much associated with midlife and menopause and all that about all this hormone stuff, to the point where it's expected. Hot flashes are expected. All things are expected. But I started thinking, optimal health, menopause is supposed to happen. It's supposed to happen, right? It's
inevitably going to happen.
So it's not, like you're saying, it's not a disease. So menopause is supposed to happen. But if it's supposed to happen in our body, it shouldn't be traumatic. It shouldn't be something that feels like
it doesn't have to be.
So what would be, so if you think of conscious, the universal consciousness of all ultimate health going through menopause, and you don't have any imbalances, you're actually healthy, going through a healthy, normal, happy, whole process that your body's supposed to go through, what would that look like? Like, it's kind of mind-blowing. If you think about, this is a healthy thing, this is a positive thing, you're supposed to go through this. But you
know, like, who wants to be getting pregnant at the age of 60 or even 50 for that matter? You know, it's a blessing to not have to worry about that and still get to be intimate with your significant other, your loved one, and not having to worry about that. I mean, that's a huge part of it, right? So yeah, what would it look like? Wow. I honestly think it would look like marriages wouldn't be taking a toll, you know, that the husbands would understand what the women are going through. And men even go through andropause. So, I mean, if any of you women are out there thinking you can't turn your husband on anymore because there's something going on below his belt, that has nothing to do with you. That has to do with his own body going through the changes. Just like we have the potential of having, you know, vaginal dryness, which can cause pain during intercourse. Again, that's not your fault. That's just a part of what takes place. But there's simple things that you can be doing, holistic, healthy things that you could be doing to help in that moment so that it isn't a problem. It isn't an issue and it's not painful. And there are things that he could be doing, very simple changes that he could be making, things that he could be doing, supplements he could be taking. So for me, I just look at it as happier, healthier marriages, happier, healthier homes where there's not screaming and yelling and depression and fighting and, you know, struggling for just women trying to figure out their place. You know, learn how to maybe reclaim or redefine your own sexy, you know, find your sparkle again, take on a new hobby or habit, you know, do things where maybe for the first time in your life, you're taking care of yourself. It's one of the least selfish things we as women should and could be doing, is taking care of ourselves first so that we can take care of others. Because now not only are we coming to a point where maybe we're going to now become an empty nester, which can be emotionally stressful, but then we're also getting the aging parents that, you know, can be stressful having to take care of them. So just really having the new norm be women thriving through menopause, taking care of themselves, putting themselves first, and just making those simple lifestyle changes to create that. Because it's 100% possible.
So if you were to leave us with four tips to help us go through this, to thrive through menopause, or just the very, very beginning stages, I'm 46. I'm not anywhere. I don't feel like I'm anywhere near menopause, but I have felt some hormonal changes where I know I recognize immediately that it's a hormonal change because it's not my normal thinking process. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, this irrational rage.
Yes, that's part to do with your hormones raging.
Stop yourself from responding to it. And you're like, this is hormonal and I'm still doing it. Yes. And I can't stop myself.
Yeah. Just really learning, one, being mindful of that, right? You being mindful of that can like make you aware of it and then put like, okay, pause. How can I change this behavior? But it even starts before that. And like, you know, a lot of people are dealing with issues with sleep. So if you're not sleeping, you're really compromising your immune system and your body's ability to balance out those hormones. So I've always said sleep has got to be the priority for people. You know, we're 80% water. Are people hydrating their bodies enough to allow their bodies to function the way it was designed to? So you're not feeling all stiff and achy and sore and having brain fog or headaches, because I mean, even your brain itself is majority water content. So just implementing, like I said, these simple lifestyle changes. And if I can just put in a plug, come and join my community where you can learn very simple things, strategies, tools, and be not only just educated and equipped, but become empowered on how to embrace the changes and thrive through menopause. I do have a free gift I'd like to offer, if that would be possible, where it's just a guide for 5 tips to help women reduce stress during menopause and beyond, because stress really is the silent killer. I mean, as we change, and I shouldn't be laughing, but as our bodies change, you know, it takes a toll on our heart. And that's why heart disease is the number one killer. But if we can get a hold of the stress, which really is causing the inflammation in our bodies, that in itself can make us feel like a whole new woman, is really getting a hold of the stress. And so by clicking on the link, the 5 tips to help women reduce stress during menopause and beyond would be very beneficial. I do have a website too. DKMethods.com. If people wanted to jump in there, they can have access to some programs that I offer. And through experience of understanding, you know, some people are on a budget. And so I offer programs anywhere where it could be getting in at $17 to have your answers for menopause addressed, where you feel heard, you feel seen, you're not feeling alone, like you're the only one dealing with this. By going into dkmethods.com, you'll see the various things. There's a private signature online program that I offer specifically for postmenopausal women that are dealing with, you know, stubborn weight gain and sleepless nights and irritability and hot flashes. Like I said, I breezed through perimenopause and menopause, so I have a lot of knowledge being a doctor, chiropractor, where I can really share a lot of value. And like I said, most importantly, women get to feel like they are being heard. They're getting the answers and having the clarity and learning how to embrace the changes and learn truly how to thrive through menopause.
And we'll put that link in the description of this so everybody can click on it. One thing I did want to say is just, you know, you gave us sleep and hydration as 2 of the main tips. And it seems weird with sleep, right? Like the first time I heard that, I was like, interesting. But as I looked into it and started documenting my sleep, and I realized how terrible a sleeper I am. And then I started really seeing patterns connected to how much I eat in a day.
If I'm not
as rested, my energy level's down, I don't have as much motivation, and then I eat more. And
mostly of the wrong things too, often.
Yeah.
And that's a direct link from the lack of sleep, because that affects your ghrelin levels and your leptin levels, which are your hormones that tell you if you're hungry and satiated and, you know, making sure you're not craving the wrong foods. So again, that's all related to sleep, and lack of it can have an impact on the hormones responding the way that they're supposed to. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, your ghrelin levels and your leptin levels are telling you to eat or no, I'm hungry, and reaching for the right healthy foods rather than the things you're craving that aren't serving your body. All directed back to sleep and lack thereof it.
Yeah, now sleep is like blackout curtains. I have my Fitbit to gauge my sleep. I make sure I go to bed before, if I can get to bed before 10 or 11, I usually can get a better, because I wake up at the same time. So it's a better
Yes.
sleep
Yeah.
relief.
And that's what people don't understand. Like, it's so important to create like a sleep time ritual where if you want to be asleep by 10, don't be going and getting in bed at 10 o'clock. Start the ritual like a half an hour beforehand and create that ability for your body to create its own melatonin so that it helps to relax you and put you into that, you know, where you're going to get all the phases of sleep and get that deep sleep and help balance your hormones. Because if it's disruptive and you're not getting at least 7 or more hours of sleep, you're really harming your body long term.
Yeah. And for me, 7 hours is not enough. I don't do as well. Yeah. So I have to.
That's the minimum.
Yeah.
For sure.
And then just, I like what you said about the routine, because I had to learn a lot of things to make it better, to improve my odds of a good night's sleep. Does it guarantee the night of a good night's sleep? No, but it improves my odds of it. There was, I can tell you the number of times in my whole life that I've had such a good night's sleep that, you know, and I feel it the next day. It's like, what in the hell's wrong with me? I have energy. I can conquer the world. I'm happy.
Yeah, mental clarity. Yeah.
Yeah. So. So I love that you talked about that. And I love your 5 steps. That's really good. So we'll leave that in the description.
Awesome. But
yeah, this is some good stuff. I think people are going to want to reach out. This is, you know, a lot of people listening to this are going to be in the age of, you know, getting close to 40 or in their 40s. And
yeah. And you know what? You don't even have to be in your 40s. Honestly, like that is really the start of perimenopause. Like you don't just wake up and you're menopausal. Like there's changes like what you described earlier, Christy, where you're noticing, oh, that's a hormone thing, you know, and it is, it truly is. It's your body starting to go through these changes as it prepares for you to be in menopause and become postmenopausal. And, you know, we're postmenopausal till the last day we, you know, breathe. You don't become unmenopausal anymore, you know? And so learning how to really thrive through it is really important, because once you go in it, there's no turning back once you start that phase. And some women are actually thrown into it a lot earlier due to surgical procedures, which create them to be in menopause, maybe even in their 30s because of a surgical procedure. So, yeah.
I have a friend that's going through that. Yeah, we've learned to warn our family. I'm having irrational rage today, guys. Irrational rage, okay?
I'm feeling hormonal. My hormones are in chaos.
My irrational rage.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think, like, you know, if women can learn how to express what they're dealing with, you know, they need to understand what's going on with their bodies first and foremost, which is part of what I share and, you know, the education that I provide. And when they understand what's going on with their body, they're less harsh on themselves. They realize, wow, this is the hormones, you know, but then by being able to fully explain what's going on, then your husband or your significant other or your children can have a better understanding, so that it isn't so detrimental to the relationships.
Yeah. And I think a conversation for another time that would be a really good one to have is what you were saying about the men.
Yeah.
Aware that men have those changes too. And what are some supplements that you can sneak into your husband's life that he'll never.
Yeah, exactly. And it is, there are natural choices. It's not all about, you know, prescriptions or hormones, replacement therapy, or even, you know, bioidentical. There's choices. And it's a good thing there are, because not one thing is going to fix everybody. I mean, the bottom line is when you address the lack of sleep and you address the things that you're exposing your body to, the physical stressors, the chemical stressors, and the emotional stressors, when you can become aware of those and realize that you have control over those stressors and you can eliminate that stress, then there's less inflammation in the body. You're sleeping better. You're feeling better because you're sleeping better. You're making healthier choices with what you're putting in your body. And then, I mean, it's just, it really is how our bodies were designed. You know, it's our cortisol levels are designed to be the highest in the morning. So simple things as changing the time of, you know, your day of working out. Honestly, it's just really our bodies were designed to have the innate ability to heal itself. And when that can occur is when you are eliminating the things that are stressing it out and providing it with the things that it's lacking. That's how you find balance.
Yeah, that's a good note to end. We'll end on that.
Sounds good.
Thank you so much for being on here, and we will see you on the next one.
My pleasure. Awesome.